rest assured, nobody's going to get arrested today. We're all going to hear and celebrate the, the loss of a great potential, a wonderful young man that I never got to meet, but I have had the privilege of meeting David's parents, and if their parents are anything to go by, then David would have been a wonderful, wonderful young man, and would have been a fantastic, fantastic grown-up person. I've worked in Southwark for 3 years, and one of the things that really disappoints me is to go through. Thank you. Is to go through our daily reports every day and look through some of the incidents, some of the things that young people do to each other. I've been a policeman for a very, very long time, and I really still can't understand why some of our young people behave so badly and use so much violence against each other. I was invited to attend an event for Southwark, and at that event I just spoke about some of the things we're speaking about now. I've used David's
murder
as an example of the senseless loss that we had. What I didn't know at the time was that David's parents were in the audience in the church, and after it finished, they came up to me and they introduced themselves, and my heart nearly dropped because I was really grateful that I said something very, very positive about a young man that I'd never met, and I wouldn't have said anything different. And ever since then, I've worked fairly closely with Grace, and she's been a tremendous advisor for the police and some of the things that we do at the moment. And one of the things that I've learned from Grace and David's father is their ability to forgive the tragedy that happened to David. And there's a quote, an adage about forgiveness, which goes, forgiveness is the key to action and freedom. And David's parents are definitely taking action, which is why we are here today, to actually remember the things, the potential that David had, and to make sure that the very young people who are here today, who acted as stewards, who are his friends, who are living in the vicinity, can reach those potential that David sadly will never get to reach, but they can live off his legacy. But also another quote that says, the stupid neither forgive nor forget. The naive forgive and forget. The wise forgive but do not forget. We can, hopefully, forgive some of the atrocities that are committed against our young people by our young people, but we can never forget, because if we forget, we become complacent, we allow things to happen. We cannot keep losing the potential, the wonderful, wonderful potential that we have in our young people, because if we do, we are never, ever going to progress and get beyond understanding what really we cannot understand at the moment. So we must move on. We must build on the opportunities that we have. Now, there's another quote that says, the world is moving so fast these days that the man who says it can't be done is generally interrupted by someone doing it. More often than not, the person who is doing it, doing the things that can't be done, are our mothers. How often, when we have tragedies, how often that the people who stand up and say no more are our mothers, our sisters, very, very often. And I'd just like to make a plea to the fathers, to the men out there. I think it's time for us to start standing up a bit more often and actually saying enough is enough, because we cannot continue the way we are. We must put a stop to some of the things that are happening, and we must move forward and we must progress. I just want to share another quote with you, which says, tomorrow is the most important thing in life. It comes onto us at midnight very clean. It's perfect when it arrives and it puts itself in our hands. It hopes we've learned something from yesterday so that we can do something different tomorrow, something better tomorrow. But we must remember those people who